Earlier this month, Canberra and Seoul announced talks on a free trade agreement will start soon. Australia's beef farmers have moved quickly to urge the government to make sure their lucrative sales to South Korea are maintained as American producers prepare to re-enter the markets. Until 4 years ago, the United States was the largest exporter of beef to South Korea. The trade was halted after bovine spongiform encephalitis, or mad cow disease, was discovered in an American cow. The South Koreans subsequently banned importation of American beef. Sales of U.S. beef are to resume when Washington and Seoul ratify their free trade agreements, which would likely give American exporters preferential terms. David Inolf from the Cattle Council of Australia says it's important that the interests of its members are looked after amid the threat of more competition from American farmers.
The South Korean market is critically important for the Australian beef industry. It's our third largest market. It has recorded significant growth over the past 4 to 5 years.
Exports of Australian beef generate $480 million annually. Australian Trade Minister Simon Crean is keen to maintain his country's strong beef exports to South Korea.
The US Free Trade Agreement that now opens up access again to US beef into the Korean market is another reason why we have to get this FTA up. We can't be put at a competitive disadvantage now that we've established such a strong toehold. So yes, beef's one of those key areas of interest.
Any free trade pact between Australia and South Korea would be expected to lower a range of tariffs to help expand trading links between the two nations. In 2008, bilateral trade stood at $23 billion. Phil Mercer for VOA News, Sydney, Australia.